Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all. Welcome to the at-large ad hoc new meeting strategy drafting team on Thursday, the 6th of August at 1500 UTC. On today's call, we have Alan Greenberg, Ferran Gillen, Vanda Scartavini, Sébastien Bachelet, Maureen Hilliard, Tijani Benjema, Yasuichi Kitamura, and Eduardo Diaz. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, and Terry Agnew, and myself, Gisela Gruber. And if I could please remind everyone, please state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Baron.
Thank you, Gisela. Make the meeting, so it'll just be myself chairing for today. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to look at the agenda for today, but we will be looking at basically updates. You were supposed to look at updates from the meeting team, but unfortunately that won't be till the first week in September meeting. We'll be looking at the in-reach and outreach activities, which will be reported by Maureen, and we'll also have a discussion with Eduardo and hopefully have some AOB. Now, before we do that, Gisela, perhaps you can, I'm not in the AC, so perhaps maybe you can pull up the action items of the last meeting and we can have a look at that and see the things that we were able to get some answers on.
Baron Gisela here, absolutely. The action items, they are being uploaded onto the Adobe Connect now. And I'll read through them. While they're being uploaded. Apologies for the delay. There we go. So the action items from the meeting held on the 23rd of July, the first action item, meeting staff to be invited to our next call to provide an update of what the other SOACs have provided for the new meeting strategy. An update on that, Baron, as I wrote in an email, is that Nick Tomaso will be joining Heidi Ulrich on the 3rd of September for the call, the new meeting strategy drafting team call on that day, and he will be giving us an update then. We don't have much more of an update at this stage. Heidi, would you like to add anything to that?
No, that is perfect. We just wanted to let you know also that there's going to be absolutely the latest information on the 3rd, so we'll be have the latest information.
Okay, that's great. Thank you, Heidi. Please go ahead, Susan.
A second action item, Maureen Hilliard to send email for more input on the think tank. Maureen, over to you on that one.
Thank you, Gisela, Maureen, for the record. Yes, I did send an email out, and I didn't actually sort of like get any more, apart from Baron putting in a comment. Many thanks to Vanda and Yasuichi for their contributions. But we're starting to gather some information, and we can discuss it later. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Maureen. Please go ahead. Does anyone have anything to add? Again, I'm not in the AC. Please, Gisela, you'll have to be my eyes on this one. If there's anyone that has their hand up, please help me to get them to take the floor.
Yes, Gisela here. Absolutely. I will let you know if there are any hands up, if you just bear with me for 1 minute. As a window seems to have just popped up randomly on my screen, the AC seems to have disappeared. I do apologize. Sorry, my AC screen has disappeared. I'm still here, but there we go. Apologies. Third action item, straw man to be drafted for in-reach and outreach for meeting B. There was no one assigned to that action item, Baron.
Yes, I believe that was supposed to be sort of an output from the ideas that we were supposed to glean from Maureen probably getting more people on board, but I guess we can get to that on the agenda when we get to agenda item number 4.
Yeah, wonderful.
Fourth action item, Heidi Ulrich to confirm whether any additional fundings are available for ALAC outreach. I know that she has followed up on that, and I will pass it over to Heidi.
Thank you, Gisela. So that one is not completed yet, because basically it is in progress. So I think the first thing is this group could develop what they would like for these outreach meetings and then contribute that to the internal discussion. So I think it's going to be a bit of a two-way dialogue. But, I think internally we're starting to work on what it is being developed. But if we could hear from you, that would really help in developing what's going to be happening and if there are any funds available. Thank you.
Thank you, Heidi. I just have a question to add on to that. If we have to come up with the ideas first before we confirm the funding, wouldn't that be putting the cat before the horse?
So, again, this is Heidi. I'm not guaranteeing any funding is available. I'm just saying that before a response of whether funding is available, the ideas and the deliverables, why that funding would be needed, would be needed.
Okay, sort of like a justification for actually getting the funding in the first place.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
Thank you, Heidi. Does anyone have any more questions with regards to that? I know Alan was the one that brought this up. I don't know if he has anything else he wants to add to that.
No, not really. It's Alan speaking. In a different world, I think it should have been done somewhat differently. We should have had the forethought to have asked for funding for this, and ICANN should have allocated a budget regardless to be held in reserve to allow for such things, but apparently neither of those was done, so we bear the blame as much as anyone else.
Okay. Thank you, Alan. Gisela, any more action items on that?
Yes, absolutely, Baron. Just the last one is Heidi Ulrich to find out who made the rule that no meetings can be held outside of the windows specified in the new meeting strategy, and to whom does this rule apply, i.e. board, GAC, SOAC, roundtables, etc. It has been ticked off, so I'll leave the floor to Heidi.
Thank you, Gisela. So we did bring this up to meeting staff, and the response was, well, it was actually the meeting strategy working group who set that they had heard from the community that the meetings were stretching out too long, so they wanted to say, look, these are the days that meetings can be held. So, but for meeting B, I also want to stress that, yes, even though the ALT will likely not be able to be held on that Friday, throughout those 4 days, they're totally focused on inter and intra ACSO work. So during those 4 days, there's a lot more time for all these meetings to take place. So the thought, I believe, is in those 4 days, the number of meetings that, including the ALT, could be held.
Okay, I'm going to put Alan. Sorry, Heidi. Are you done?
No, that was it. That was it.
Okay, I'm going to try and put Alan's question in another way, so I'm probably going to have the same answer, but I'll try anyway. So does this mean then the approval date would just be a day before the meeting starts and the day after the meeting ends? And if that is correct, then the day after the meeting ends, you're not authorized to have any meetings at all, even if you are on site?
Yes. My understanding, again, from meeting staff is yes, meetings will only be held the formal days of the meeting. And, you know, you can still put your request in and we'll see what happens. But if I would assume for the most part that, meeting staff will not be reserving space outside those days. Now, the one exception will be the ACSOSG RALO chairs meeting. And that has traditionally been held for about 4 hours or so the day before the meetings. And that will take place again on Fridays for, I believe it's ANC, and Sunday evening before meeting B.
Thank you, Heidi. Again, this point was also brought up by Alan. I don't know if you wanted to add anything on to it. Alan?
Thank you very much. My only comment is I find this rather paternalistic of trying to protect us from ourselves, but thank you very much.
Thank you, Alan. Gisela, is that the end of the action item?
Sorry, say that again?
Yes, Gisela here with the action items.
No, Alan, I just said, is that the end of the action items? Whether we had any more action items.
Thank you. I just missed the wording.
Oh, okay. In that case, we'll move on to agenda item number 3, which would be supposed to be a short update on the different meetings. This was to be done by the meeting team, but from some email exchange that I had with Gisela, and she's just confirmed that we will be getting more information on these different meetings, hot off the press, as she put it, in our next meeting in September, the first week of September. But in the meantime, there are some updates from the GNSO, for example. They've updated their meetings B structure, and if Gisela can just put that up on the AC, and you can have a look at it. Again, as Rafid had shared with us in the first meeting of this working party, the GNSO isn't really changing much of what it actually does in any of its meetings with regards to meeting B. It's business as usual, as Alan put it, the last meeting. So we don't really have much to glean on from their strategy. Gisela, are there any other ACs and SOs that have actually updated their meeting B strategy other than GNSO?
Baron Gisela here, yes, the ASAC, and if you just bear with me for a couple of seconds as the document uploads into the AC room, and I will also put the links into the chat for everyone to be able to see at their computer. You will see how the latest version is looking and how it will be completed as and when people put forward the draft for the new meeting schedule. It will make much more sense as soon as you have the visual.
The IPC is the other group that submitted something. It's Alan speaking.
Thank you for that, Alan. I didn't see the IPC update. It's on the link that Jesus shared with me. I don't know, Alan, did they do that recently or they didn't update it?
I don't know. I heard it mentioned. I haven't looked at it myself. IPC is intellectual property constituency, Maureen.
Constituency. Yeah.
This is Heidi. Just to let you know, I did send the link that Gisela is putting up into the AC room to the list, so everyone should have that in their inbox. And I also asked whether groups could start putting their draft schedules up on this page so everyone, all the other groups, can start looking at what the ALAC is starting to think about. And the meeting staff did agree that, yes, the ALAC could put up a draft. And then I would assume that as more and more groups do that, they might see what others are planning and then they will tweak theirs to fit in. And I think that the webinar in mid-September is one of those plans, I believe, is to show what all groups have been doing so the groups can start interacting together in their plans. Thank you.
Thank you, Heidi. Well, I've had a look at the list, and, like I said earlier, I don't really see anything that we can glean off of what is up there right now. The SAC is doing mostly internal work and internal meetings, and so is the GNSO. There isn't much happening other than with the SAC, other than the usual GNSSEC for the community. So I don't know if Maureen wants to comment on this. This might lead to actually agenda item number 4, to actually see where we're headed in that regard and how we want to approach it. I've read some of the wiki comments. I've seen what Vanda had put up, and I think that's a wonderful idea of actually just stretching the outreach across all the days rather than just having one day of outreach. But what I did notice, which I also pointed out in the wiki, is that we haven't really looked much at inReach apart from our normal meetings that we have. Are we going to do anything extraordinary other than just the RALO leadership meetings? And I suggested probably having a RALO secretariat, cross-RALO secretariat meeting as an inReach item on our meeting B. So Maureen, you're welcome to take the floor. We're moving on to agenda item number 4 because I believe they're interrelated. Perhaps you can give us a snip of what you've been doing so far and the way forward and how we can put up something, some sort of a draft on the wiki. Maureen?
Thank you, Darren. Yes, I just saw that Eduardo has put his hand up and I wondered if he might want to comment on something before I start.
Yes, I want to comment. This is Eduardo for the records. This page where the schedule, the 2016 schedule planning is, how do we get the information to that page? Do we send it to staff and staff put it in there? Is this managed by the meeting staff? I just want to have an idea.
This is Heidi. Eduardo, if I may answer that. I think the best is you could send it to at-large staff, and then we'll make sure it gets to the right person.
Okay. Thank you. Maureen.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Darren. Maureen, for the record. Terry, can I have wiki page up? I was actually asked at our last meeting to put together a list of, sort of like a coordinated list of ideas that had actually been raised or hadn't been raised, and I've put it in anyway, of things that we might be able to propose to ALAC. I'm not assuming, I mean, I've been part of this think tank, and as I mentioned, Vanda and Yasuichi have been the ones who've been contributing regularly to it, and I thank them very much, even though I did ask beyond, the group. Gisela, it's the wiki page that's actually sort of like got all the, I think it's Eduardo's strawman page, and below it we've got all the activities. All the contributions that were made to the think tank. Great, yes, thank you. It's that page. Eduardo has just put it up. I think that when I was going through the list of ideas, I did sort of like realize that it wasn't something that we could just go to the event and just turn up to. So there's actually quite a lot of preparation and a lot of local coordination that needs to take place before we even get there on the actual outreach day. And also, my thinking has actually probably kept to, as Sebastian sort of like proposed, that we have one day of doing outreach. Actual outreach and getting out into the community. Baron, I take note of what you were talking about with regards to inReach, and I think that if we can do things a little bit differently in the way that we present our work during that meeting as an ALAC, that our internal meetings could introduce inReach activities. Similar to what the GNSO are proposing anyway, but as part of our normal activities, but perhaps be a little bit more inclusive of other ALAC participants. And also, having just come from the at-large capacity building working group, I see that the role of inReach is also could be directed more to the domain of the Capacity Building Working Group. But if we, if you can get into the drafting team link that Eduardo has put in the chat, and have a look at some of the ideas that are actually sort of like listed here. For example, one of the things that we were looking at is that there, before even arriving there, there needs to be a lot of liaison with some sort of like local coordination group to sort of like set up a lot of the meetings and organising logistics. And there is quite a lot of prep work which could actually be done, that really needs to be done before we get there, so that when we arrive, it's the very first day we're looking at. So we need to be, things need to be up and running so that we just slot into it and move into doing what it is that we finally decide to do. There's a lot of pre-visit stuff that could actually be organised in preparation for making visits, you know, like when are we going to leave, it's going to make whatever we do at these outreach activities, make them sustainable. And, you know, again, we've been looking at, in the capacity building working group, looking at, and also the outreach and engagement working group, looking at how we can sort of like prepare people for, you know, for learning more about ICANN and ALAC. And there are lots of, there are ideas here that really can be taken on board. Probably not necessarily by the ALAC itself, but involving staff, I think, here. You know, like what are some ways, having Jeff at our last meeting was really good because he might be able to have a look through here and see what they might be able to prepare as part of their ICANN Learn, their development program. And then we get to the actual outreach day. And again, I'm taking it back to the fact that I'm looking at it from Monday as being the outreach day and what we might propose to do. Vanda mentioned that the DNS women are actually going to be doing some outreach themselves, which is excellent. So that, you know, that, so DNS women are actually sort of like getting into, who are usually on the Monday morning out, also getting involved into the outreach activity. I think that one of the things that talking with Yasuichi was the fact of that, you know, getting engaged with universities. There are lots of ways in which we could do that, and Yasuichi also mentioned the Research and Education Networks events, and Vanda already has had contact with them. So it's great to know that there's already some, you know, some ways in which we can get into that sort of like system. But also looking at, you know, involving other parts of the ICANN system, for example, the fellowship program and those sorts of next generation leadership academy. We need to be able to bring those people, and the universities would be a great place to involve young people. With, you know, the media is going to be really important. So he's going and doing all these things and they're just going to sort of like, you know, a one-off. I don't think we're going to be painting schools and holding paintbrushes, but at the same time, I think we need to be sort of like, there needs to be a lot of, the outreach could be sustained by having lots more media input. And, you know, as I've mentioned before, I think in, I've sort of said, you know, if it's agreeable with the people that we're actually working with in other sections and they agree to actually work with us, you know, there are ways in which we could incorporate both groups working together in some sort of activity. And, of course, during the week, and I'm, this is probably more looking at it from an outreach and an inreach perspective, you know, there are some ideas that can be considered. I'm sort of like thinking that this is just a list of ideas, and of course there could be more, but they have to be sort of like opposed to the there needs to be a bigger group of ALAC members to actually put together something that's actually going to be reasonable, and also once we actually identify where this particular meeting is going to be held, you know, the sorts of issues that Vanda raised, you know, about the fact that, you know, it is important to, you know, fortunately supporting that about local language. You know, we need to be able to communicate. So you're just going in there, and we're all English speakers. But you know, we need to make sure that we use the local speakers on our team as well. They're going to be working very hard that day. So that's what I have prepared for the team today, and I'm willing to take any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. Again, just to address, if you can follow the link that Eduardo has posted on Maureen's ideas. I think there's some really good ideas that her and Vanda and Yasuji have put up. But I believe maybe we need to start actually putting those ideas together and possibly reining them in and trying to decide which ones we're going to choose to do for the next upcoming meeting B, for example. So perhaps we need to sort of start through the drafting team, also start identifying, or through the subgroups that I suggested on my comment on the wiki, perhaps have subgroups identify the areas that we want to go into in each of the regions that we're going to be having these meeting B's, and then start planning towards them. Because like Maureen said, this needs a lot of planning and pre-drafting and engagement prior to actually being on the ground. So we need to start thinking of these things. Again, meeting B is just second quarter of next year, right after Marrakesh meeting. So we technically, if we want to have all that, the flyers and all that information ready to send out to these areas before we get on the ground, we would need to start working on those strategies right now. Gisela, you're my eye. So if there's anyone that has their hand up, if not, I'd like to invite Vanda to maybe add to that, or Yasuji, or perhaps Eduardo himself.
Okay. Thank you. Vanda is speaking. May I?
Sorry, yes. Farron, just to say, Vanda has her hand up as well as Eduardo. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead,
Well, just a suggestion. Since the next B meeting will be held in the probably Panama or someplace around the Latin America area, I do believe we should start with an exercise. And I believe Eduardo can also help, and we can. I myself and Eduardo maybe can suggest a concrete proposal for outreach, for instance. And who is going to be there, and what group we can get, and who can help, and some very concrete suggestions for this next one, and then we put in the week, and we can discuss about that in the concrete, you know, proposals for the next B model. Because if we don't do that, I do believe that we're gonna, you know, we sleep around and do not find out what we can do each day and with time, and because it's a good preparation, we have time for that. So If we start to put really the reality on our talks, I do believe that we're going to improve our discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, Vanda. I agree. That's why I said we think we have time, but we don't really have time. And since we already have an idea of where meeting B will be region-wise, we could perhaps start working on that. And Eduardo, as you said, would be a great help in that regard. Eduardo, do you want to take the floor? Please go ahead.
Thanks. This is Eduardo. I would say that in the comments from Maureen, I think she has very good ideas in the wiki, and Wanda too. And I agree with Wanda that we should start putting something in place. I don't think we should get very detailed at this time. And for example, when we talk about an outreach day, we may want to generalize this as an outreach / inreach. And the reason I'm saying this is because we don't know where the meeting beats are going to be, and it may be very hard to go out of the ICANN facility to do something. So we might do something in the ICANN facility that can be in-reach or outreach. Since we don't know, we can say, you know, outreach / in-reach activities, and the closer we get to that meeting be, then we will know more what things we can do or not. And again, we don't know about the budget yet, so that's another issue that we will know once these things start getting into shape. I think Wanda's idea of putting something tangible that we can look at, with all these ideas is very good. And, you know, by the next meeting, we should have, between now and the next meeting, we should have something very concrete for the outreach. The other question that I have is, do we really want to do outreach in Leech every day throughout the week? Or we just want to do it the first day and then concentrate on doing intra-work for the rest of the week? Maybe we can do activities after we do all the work, like a networking activity, like a showcase, and invite some of the people that we invited in the first day to do actual networking. That's an idea that comes to my mind. So, because, you know, in getting in-reach and outreach activities at the end of the day within the working time of the intra and inter work can be difficult, not only with a life, but maybe with other SOs or ACs. Thank you.
Thank you, Eduardo. I do have something to add, but I'll let Sebastian take the floor. I believe Sebastian has his hand up.
Yes, thank you very much, Aaron. It's Sebastian Bachelet. I wanted to add to what Eduardo said. I understand that we mixed outreach and inreach, but the idea was, and I again say that what we've done in South Africa, in Durban, where the community went to place and do something for the people in the region. It was a school, and the idea is really to go out, not to stay within our facilities and to have another meeting and so on and so forth. We may end up to do some outreach activity, inviting people to come, but really the idea is for us, and us, it's not just ADAC, it's the whole community to go out and to do things with and for the community there. In-reach, it's really something, from my point of view, different. It must not be mixed with outreach. We need to find time for that, and it could be done during the week. If we take the example of the day of the meeting, if we take the example of what Samralo have done about training of the ALS and other new people from at large in the morning very early, like the fellows, it's something we may consider for in-reach activities specifically. The idea is to have one day on those B meetings to do outreach. Now we must define what we want to do. And the idea of Vanda to have a team working on that now. We know that it will be in Latin America and Caribbean. Unfortunately, we don't know yet the country. That's a pity because, and I hope that it will come soon, but because depending on where we are going, we may end up to have already Atlas structure or not. If we have, we need to involve them to this working group to carry out, to define what we will do for outreach. If we don't have, we need to find a way to have some local contact through the CCTLD, through the government representative, and maybe through other organization. But it will be something a little bit different. And I heard different names for the place where we may go to be meeting next year. Then it's very difficult to say, yes, let's go, it will be Panama. It may be, but there are other places considered, and it changes a lot. But if we start by a small working group with the people from the region and the people who want to help, it would be great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sebastian. I do have something to add to what you've said, which is sort of in line with what Eduardo suggested, that we might be limited with regards to funding, or we might not necessarily even have any funding at all. So coming up with outreach activities might be a bit of a challenge, in my opinion. But then again, we could still come up with activities that are quite slim in nature with regard to funding requirements, and then hopefully we'll be able to pull them off with a little bit of money and not necessarily need a lot. These are just my thoughts. But then again, we are constrained by funding if we do decide to go out. I do have a question, Sebastian. Did the meeting strategy factor in any form of costing, or was this just something that was supposedly left to ICANN to decide, or for the ACSOs to request, or what did the meeting strategy, did they have any plans with regards to funding when they did come up with the idea of the outreach?
It's Sebastian, if I can answer your question directly. Question of budget was outside of the scope of the meeting strategy working group. The cost of the meeting itself, the cost of the travel, the cost of the hotel, and the cost of any of the activity during the meeting must be taken into the budget of the meeting. I consider that if we don't ask to go to the other side of the continent to have a meeting, if we do something locally, we will have no problem with the budget. If we need a little bit more, it's a good question. But you know, at the end, we will decrease the cost of the meeting B, or at least we will decrease the cost of some part of the meeting for the meeting B. Then part of this money can go or must go to outreach. And I don't see too much trouble with asking a budget if we think that we need one. It's something we need to figure out. And if we start this small working group specifically on this issue, I think it will be a good output to say, okay, we imagine to go to different meetings with at-large structure, with potential at-large structure in the city or in the country, and we need X, Y dollars and ask for them. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. We do have 14 minutes on the clock, so I'm going to make this pretty quick. We still have one more agenda item, which I sort of think we've actually delved into already. But just to have an action item, Gisela, if I can just ask that you put up an action item for a small subgroup to be formed, mainly targeting the Latin America region with regards to the upcoming meeting B, perhaps creating a subgroup to sort of put ideas together and start strategizing for the first meeting B. Vanda, would you like to lead that effort, or perhaps Eduardo?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe mostly in Latin America, sorry, Vandy speaking, in Latin America, most of the countries that we know, what is the organizations that we can reach? And if it's in Central America, for instance, one or another country, they have similar organizations. In the South America, it's the same. So we have in the Caribbean, it's another kind of organization, and they can have also a similar structure. So we can put the general names of that, like we are discussing in the week. There is the same groups that you can find in each country here, and the big network that covers all the region. So it's not difficult to put some formal structure to reach them. Then we wait for the country and put the names on that. It's just the general idea to have it more clear what we can do or we cannot do.
That's great. Thank you, Vanda. I do have quite a list here. I have Maureen, and then Tijani, and then Sebastian. We do have 12 minutes on the clock. Maureen. Okay. Sebastian has dropped off. I guess that's the whole hand. We'll have Maureen and then Tijani. Please go ahead, Maureen.
Thank you. Thank you, Baron. Maureen, for the record. I'd like to just support, I think we should go along with the lines of what Heidi suggests, that we plan to provide an outreach program, and Vanda and Eduardo can help do that, that gets us out to meet the different stakeholder groups, because I know what Sebastian would like us to do, especially those groups that are impacted in some way by the influence. And I think that if we, you know, in the planning of this program, that if we have good objectives of what we want to do and what we want to achieve in each of these activities, and that there are metrics and indicators, all those things that we know I can love, then, you know, we can hopefully, you know, feel justified in putting a proposal to them for funding for whatever we want to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. I completely agree. I think, just as Sebastian said, if it's something that's reasonable and within limits, I don't think it would be a problem getting approval. Tijani, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Bevan. I think that the outreach was thought of during the Meeting Strategy Working Group as an outreach toward people of the country where we will hold the meeting. So we need to go to them. And I don't think that there is an issue of money for us. We are the representatives of the end users. So we are end users, and we have to reach out to the end users. So end users are everywhere, and it is very easy to do it. Even if we don't have an ALS in this country, there is a network of universities that we can contact, and we can have the universities when we can go, and we prepare. And this is something that we have to prepare ahead of the meeting. We have to have contacts before and organize meetings in the universities with the civil society organizations. There is also a network of civil society, and we can use this network to identify the organizations to which we can go and to which we can speak. So this is something that we need to do because it is a duty for us. And I don't think that there is an issue of money. We don't need money to go to university in the town where we are meeting. There is no need of money to go to a civil society organization to attend. Perhaps we will make them organize an event that we will attend and on which we will speak, and we try to explain to people that is ICANN, why they need to come to ICANN, why we need them to come to ICANN, why we need the voice of the end user be heard, etc. So this is, I think this is something that we can do, and there is no issue of money. If we want to go to other towns, we can, but let's start by the simple things. Things that we can do, things that they are easy to do and I think we need to do them because they are our duty. Thank you.
Thank you, Tizani. I still see Maureen's hand up. Is that an old hand, Maureen, or a new hand?
Sorry, Biren, it's not my hand.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you. Do we have anyone else that wants to take the floor, Gisela? I think my machine's acting up here, so you can help me.
Darren Giesler here, and Ken Nweke would like to have the floor, please.
Okay. Okay, Ken, please go ahead.
I'm not hearing.
Kim, please go ahead. You have the floor. This is Joanne for the record. Maybe we lost him?
No, he's there in the...
Theron is Keithley here. We only have him on the Adobe Connect, and his microphone is active. I'm not sure if it's been activated on. He seems to be on a portable device, hence the issues to joining.
Okay. Have to move on, and maybe Tim can join us later and take the floor when he comes back online. The next agenda item, we still have 6 minutes on the clock. Before I move to the next agenda item, I just want to wrap up on this discussion. So we will create a small subgroup, which will be mainly from the forum for the LAC region for strategizing for the first meeting EU in Latin America, and this will be headed by Vanda. So Gisela, you can go ahead and put that in brackets, that it will be headed by Vanda. She has volunteered for that. We're going to move to the next agenda item. Eduardo, do you want to... I know we've eaten up much into your time, but do you want to just take this up? I know this will actually feed into the action item that we've brought up now, because most of the ideas will be going into there. But please go ahead and if you have anything to add onto the agenda item before we move ahead.
This is Eduardo. I don't have anything more to add. I'm really like to see how the meeting shapes up, because it will really lead the other ones around it. So. So once we get the meeting B, it would be easier to shuffle the other ones. So I don't have anything else to say. But I think by the next meeting, we should have something more concrete from meeting B. That I can say. Thank you. I mean, schedule-wise.
Thank you. Thank you, Eduardo. I agree, too. We should have something by the next meeting, which will be on the 20th of August. That's the next agenda item. And we move on to AOB. As Gisela and Heidi pointed out, Heidi will be going to Istanbul for a meeting regarding this new meeting strategy on the 3rd of September. And because the meeting will be ongoing in Istanbul on that 3rd of September, we are scheduled to have a meeting. So there's a suggested time change on that meeting instead of the normal 1500 UTC. We'd like to move the meeting to 15:30 UTC so we can have Heidi and Nick Tommaso on the call. Does anyone have anything against changing this time half an hour later? Anyone? Maureen?
No problem for me.
Yes, Darren, this is Maureen for the record. Just putting in my apologies for that September meeting. I'm going to be able to change the meeting at that time. Sorry.
I'm sorry, Maureen, I missed that. Right.
I wanted to say that I will be
posted in the chat. All right. Back to say, Maureen, we would have loved to have you on board. But nevertheless, they always sound good. So I'm sure you'll be able to update yourself through those. Is there anyone else that has a problem with the
30-minute shift over to 15:30 UTC.
No.
Going once? Going twice? Same. 15:30 UTC it is. Gisela, you can note that down. The timing for the 3rd of September would be 15:30 UTC for the meeting. Any other business? Nope. Complete silence. And we finished 3 minutes early. So
yes.
Gisela, if we can have an initial email sent out to anyone who's interested in joining this subgroup, but we would mainly want people from the LAC region to be the main ones pushing this, but we would still invite others. It's still an open group. We would invite others with ideas, of course, to join and bring in their ideas on how to move ahead. Hopefully within the next 2 weeks we will have something to present to the meeting by the 20th of August. Again, the next meeting would be Thursday, the 20th of August at 1500 UTC. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for joining. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you very much. The meeting has been adjourned and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you for joining today's call. Bye-bye.